Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Let's go to the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline. We've got a national junior college championship in the Rock at War Memorial Stadium this Friday. Iowa Western Community College will take on the New Mexico Military Institute. It's Revere's and Broncos, Wes. Are you ready for some football?
Yes, one more big-time game at War Memorial Stadium.
Happy to have it. Let's go to the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline. Scott Strohmeyer is the Revere's head coach. Coach, good to have you with us. I know you guys are en route, or so I was told you would be. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me.
Buddy, we're excited to have you all here. We love football down this way, as you probably have heard, and we are thrilled that you all made it. And as an Iowa native, I will be rooting for your team this weekend as well.
That's where from?
From Des Moines.
Okay. Awesome.
What town is Iowa Western in?
Council Bluffs.
Council Bluffs.
Okay, thanks, Todd. So, Coach, tell me a little bit about your team season. This is obviously a huge opportunity to showcase your program.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was really excited when, you know, last spring or fall, but they had played it the spring that they were bringing it to Little Rock. We've been down there a couple times when Arkansas Baptist, and we played at Central Stadium there. Mm-hmm. I think I played there three times, but we've always been treated really well when we were here, and we're excited to be able to play for a national championship. You know, this year's team, we're 10-0. You know, we played in the spring and we finished 7-1, and we ended up getting beat the first game of the year, which knocked us out of the title hope. You know, without the 4-team playoff, and then this year with the 4-team playoff, and we traveled all over. This will be out of our 11 games. We've only played 3 at home this year, so we're used to being on the road a little bit. And you know, the kids believe, they battled. A lot of them had opportunities to leave it after the spring season and decided to come back. You know, and just to maybe help their recruiting a little bit more. But so we're excited to be there.
The championship is 7 o'clock at War Memorial on Friday night. Friday night, I think a lot of people have been trying to figure out if it's which day it is. Is it the weekend? Is it on the Friday? It's Friday. So Friday night, get over there. It's on CBS Sports Network if you can't make it out for some reason, but I strongly encourage you to get out and support this. You got a team with no losses and a team with one loss. And as I look through your schedule here, Coach, you guys had a fantastic, memorable game to get to this point back on December 4th, knocking off snow. My gosh. And you had 2 close games of them this year, but this one was one for the ages, right?
It was. I mean, so that's our third time we played them since the spring season. And, you know, the first one, they beat us by 1 point in the last second, scored a touchdown to win it. We beat them by 3 and needed a defensive stop when we went out there early in the season. And then, you know, I thought we had a lead and they don't ever quit. And they came back and tied it up, but we had to block an extra point and go into overtime. And we both scored and we ended up stopping their 2-point conversion. They went for 2 for the win and ended up stopping them. But, you know, like I said, our kids battled. The Snow's a really good football team, deserving of being in the 14th playoff. You know, when it comes out, you look at your pairings and you're like, oh, we got to play them again. And we already know what type of team they have. But the kids has never quit. We've had some other close ones this year. And, you know, we played in Utah. We played in Georgia. You know, we had to play a lot of different teams this year than we normally would just to try to fill a schedule. But our kids responded. And you know, we're excited about, I mean, New Mexico Military is obviously a really good team as well.
One of the weird things about this game, too, I'm looking at the score. So in the fourth quarter, you guys are up 22-4. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Two safeties, Coach, allowed in the same game?
Two punt snaps over our punter's head that we had to kick off the back of the end zone. I've never been a part of something like that. I mean, in that game, we had a block punt, or we blocked the punt for a touchdown. They returned a kickoff for a touchdown. We had two snaps over our head. They blocked the next point. We blocked the next point. They missed 2 field goals. So, I mean, you can say that we've worked a little bit on special teams in our preparation here.
I got to ask you about a program that when I was in college and high school, this was one of the creme de la creme. Ellsworth was a premier JUCO.
Yeah.
You guys beat the holy heck out of them this year twice. What's happened?
Yeah.
What happened at Ellsworth?
You know, I'll tell you what, you know, back in, and I'm familiar with it a little bit, you know, the program back in the 80s and the 90s. Been kind of down a little bit. They had a skirt early 2000s that, you know, they were kind of turning the corner. They had a lot of coaching changes, but I'm well familiar with the tradition mm-hmm. of Ellsworth.
Coach, how is recruiting going for your team? We've been talking with a lot of coaches, and with the portal, and they said that they were afraid JUCOs were going to get hit the hardest. How's it going for y'all?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, our guys are still getting recruited, but they're not getting recruited to the level that I would say in years past they would be getting recruited. You know, we get a lot. Hey, we're looking at a portal kid. If we can get him, we're going to take him. If not, then we'll go junior college. And you know, in I would say if I took this team and put them pre COVID or times, I probably have 25 Division I players. I think, you know, from FCS to FCS, where we don't have that many right now. We still got a lot of kids signed or committed, and we still have some open spots or guys that are still looking for schools. But there's just not a lot of options. And then all the coaching changes hasn't helped at all. You know, because if I get a new job, I mean, in today's day, they don't get 4 or 5 years to turn the program around no more. They're getting fired in, you know, 2 or 3 years. So if they look at our guy's film, who's, you know, going to be a two-time All-American, who's a really good player, but then they can look at someone who played, you know, group of five, and they played against the University of Arkansas in a non-conference game, and they can see him up against the higher-level competition. They're going the portal a lot of times before they're going to the junior college route. So I think at some point, I mean, there's going to be some changes. I think there has to be. I don't know what those are, but I think there's got to be some changes to it, and that can still help the junior college. There's going to be a lot of good football players on that field at War Memorial on Friday night, mm-hmm. both sides.
Yeah, a lot of guys will be watching at major programs, I would think, on Saturdays going forward. So, yeah, to your point, that'll be fun. Coach, we're talking to Scott Strohmeyer, if you're just tuning in on the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline. Your team has played against New Mexico Military once before in 2012. It was also a national championship season, I guess. That final score, it looks like, was 83-22. I'm guessing we're not expecting a similar performance this week. It'll be a little tougher challenge, you think?
Well, shoot, I hope we could get – I wish we could take some of those points and use them in this game, but that year, I mean, 2012, that was a special year. I mean, we averaged 63 points a game, you know, set a whole bunch of NJCAA records. I think on that offense that played in that game, all 11 of my starters went to Division I schools. You know, there's two freshmen. There's two of them got a chance in the NFL. So, shoot, if we didn't win it that year and weren't blowing people out, I probably wouldn't be looking for a job because that was a talented team. And, you know, their coaching staff has changed, but, you know, they're a tough physical team, and I don't think they're going to quit at all either.
I'm looking through the history of the New Mexico Military Institute. Wes is a big Cowboys fan. I was telling him Roger Staubach is a former New Mexico Military Institute guy. Owen Wilson, Conrad Hilton, the hotel magnate, and Frank White, former Arkansas governor, all among the alums from New Mexico Military Institute. Who's the most famous Iowa Western alum?
Oh, boy. Put me on the spot there. And I've been there 13 years.
I'll look it up, Coach. You might do that. Yeah, you may be the most famous guy connected there. I don't know. We'll find out.
Coach, who is the most high-profile guy you have on your team that we may see next year on Saturdays?
You know, as far as guys get, we have a freshman defensive lineman, Quintrell Travis, who's going to be, I think, one of the top junior college defensive linemen in the country. He'll be back next fall, but I think he's garnering a lot of interest right now. You know, my quarterback's really, really talented, but that position in a normal year, because he was a freshman player of the year last spring, came back, turned down some group of five offers, and it's just been with the portal that most people are going portal in the quarterback world. So, you know, I have a tackle, Sterling Porcher, who's garnering a bunch of interest. Not a lot of power five major guys on this team. We got a lot of solid football players that are getting the group of fives and FCS schools this year.
How about your opponent? Give us a little scouting report.
Well, Yeah, their left tackle has probably, Tyron Weber has probably, I don't know, these double-digit offers, and their tailback's the real deal. I mean, he's a Florida State bounce back, so, you know, he was a Power 5 kid before, and now he's there. And the last game, he rushed 398 yards and 5 touchdowns. So I guess, you know, we'll be working on, hopefully we can tackle him a little bit on Friday night.
So you guys are traveling down now. What's the plan for the next couple of days, Coach?
So we actually stayed in Bentonville last night and practiced this morning at University of Arkansas, and now we're in Richland, Little Rock. So we're going to relax a little bit tonight. Tomorrow is when we got our press conference and coaches meeting and our banquet, and then we play Friday. And we're going to turn around right after the game and make our way back to Iowa.
You hear coaches, mostly those who have lost a game, say, losing a game can be beneficial. Something we heard from Coach Smart at Georgia after they dropped the game in the SEC championship. Your team's won 17 in a row. Any concern about that? I mean, does that change your thinking, or do you go, no, we'll just try to win 18 in a row? It's better than losing a game along the way.
We're not going to learn anything right now from losing this one. We're here. We got to get it done. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of truth to that statement. But when it's the last game of the year for the season and a chance for national championship, the goal is to win it, and we'll work on those learning points some other time if we lose one in the regular season.
I like it. Well, Coach, I hope that you find Central Arkansas hospitable. I'm sure you will. I hope they treat you well in Bentonville. It's always a good spot as well. But safe travels and good luck this week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That is Scott Strohmeyer participating again Friday night, Iowa Western. Let's go.